What's up, Matt Moscona? Welcome aboard to Locked On LSU. For those who know my work and follow the radio show, welcome. Glad to have you here on this platform. For those that that don't, brief introduction. Sincere thanks for finding us here. My name is Matt. I host Afternoon Drive on ESPN Radio in Baton Rouge. It's a syndicated show, so we're based out of Baton Rouge, but also in New Orleans, Alexandria in central Louisiana. And then last year, fortunate enough, our show got picked up on regional television, Cox Sports TV. And it's 18 states, 5 million homes, a huge footprint, and we're blessed to see the growth that we have. I've done the show now coming up on 9 years, started in February of 2010, and we've had a lot of growth, and I'm very, very thrilled for that. Now, my expectation for this podcast is simple. I'm going to bring it the same way I do on the radio show. For those that listen to the radio show and are familiar with the work that I do, you know my background. I was born in New Orleans. I grew up in Baton Rouge. I went to LSU, and admittedly, I love LSU. Not just the football program or the athletic department, but the university. Like so many people who went to college, it's where I spent formative years and helped mold me into the person that I am. And I want good things for LSU. And fortunately, it's a very healthy athletic department with a lot of revenue and good coaches and a lot of success on the field. But sometimes, you know, things need to be called out when they're not going great, and I'm not afraid to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've had a lot of success is that people understand that, you know, I have a lot of love and passion for the teams that I cover and talk about. But when it's time to be honest on an issue, and if I don't like something, I'm going to say it. And that's sort of how I've built my reputation, and I think people respect that, whether they agree or disagree. And in part, it's probably one of the reasons why you've clicked on this link and found this podcast. So I hope you'll subscribe. Some people ask, Matt, like, why do a podcast if you're already doing a daily radio show? And for me, it's easy. Like, I just understand and I believe in how the landscape of media has changed. And with digital platforms, it's allowed the consumer to consume content in whatever format at whatever time you want. And my whole belief is that I have to be available to you in any format at any given time that you want it. So I have the Afternoon Drive radio show, and that'll always be the biggest part of the funnel. But some people want long form, some people want short form audio, some people want video, which is why I do a Facebook Live show in the morning. Some people want written word, which is why I'm a contributing writer at two websites. You know, some people want digital and social media and pictures, and that's what, like, I just believe you have to be everywhere. And I listen to a ton of podcasts. I subscribe to some of the Locked On podcasts already. So when I got the opportunity and was asked, as Locked On, the Locked On podcast series was moving into the college realm, and I was asked if I was interested in doing the LSU podcast, I jumped on the opportunity. So just another way for you all to consume media, and hopefully you'll listen. My objective is to record every night late and then have it waiting for you there when you wake up in the morning. So if you want to listen to it early or at any point during the day, lunch hour, it'll be there for you. And, of course, Afternoon Drive show AFR will still be there on ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, and CST. So just another way for you to consume content however you might want to consume it. And here's hoping that you'll enjoy it. As far as the LSU team, it's an odd season for LSU because, came into this season with lowered expectations, lowest preseason ranking for LSU football since 2000, which was Nick Saban's first year, the last time they were unranked. So it's been a long time since LSU went into a season with lessened expectations. For so long, it was always, if LSU can find a quarterback or good quarterback player, beat Alabama, they'll be in contention for a national title. This year, that wasn't the conversation. But the oddity of it was the extreme differences in sort of the opinions on this team. I would literally do radio interviews, and on the same day, I'd be asked, is Ed Orgeron going to make it through October, and will LSU compete for the college football playoff? Like, ask in different radio interviews, ask questions that extreme, extremely polar, polar opposite. So it's an odd year in Baton Rouge, but LSU, of course, beats Miami in the season opener, a nice win, a dominating win over the top 10 team. And it's got a lot of people increasing expectations for this team, maybe that thought they were sleeping on the team going through the summer months. So it's a brutal stretch for LSU. It's, in my opinion, the toughest schedule in America. And we'll see at the end of the season if win-loss records play that out. But as far as on paper going into the season with four top 10 opponents, including, and then in addition to that, road games to Florida, which was not ranked in the preseason but is after week one, a road game at Texas A&M, the last game of the season, which is a team I think is going to improve a lot from week one until the end of the season. It's a brutal stretch for LSU, and they got a lot of new talent, tons of talent, but a lot of new talent as well. A big key for LSU is going to be if that talent can catch up as they get into the meat of this schedule and keep winning and give themselves a chance in November to play Alabama and Texas A&M and give themselves a chance maybe to get back to Atlanta. So hopefully you'll join us, man. Hopefully you'll subscribe to Locked On LSU, and you'll be looking for the podcast, which here's hoping it'll be downloaded up in your inbox every night, and then there for you to be able to listen to in the morning. So however you listen to podcasts, we appreciate you for being here and part of Locked On LSU, and we'll see you next time.